Blog Talk Radio.
With my co-host Uptown Deuce. Where you at with it, bro?
Oh, man, I'm here. What's up with you, bro?
Okay. Was that a little better for your ears, man?
You know, yeah, I like that. Was that the late
Phil Simon?
Was that? No, I wasn't. I was just going to ask, was that the late, great Philly's own Phil Simon? I was never going to disrespect Phil Simon. Never.
The late, great Phil Simon with Magic Moment.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was great. Even though I still wasn't consulted on the selection, that was great. I have no complaints about it. All right. Brother, oh, where you at, brother? Oh, I don't hear you. Where you at, brother? Oh, where are you?
Here we go. No. I'm trying to listen to y'all tonight. No.
You know I got to call you in, brother. Just make sure you okay. That's it. That's all I want to know. That's all. I just want to make sure you're all right, brother. That's it. I just want to make sure you are right. But I got a couple burning quarterback questions before we even get to the Super Bowl, because, you know, we're doing heavy Super Bowl today. But I got a couple burning NFL questions. Quarterback questions, starting quarterback questions that I'd like to, you know, present to you and Brother O and the callers, 516-453-9133, plus one to join the convo, that's been on my mind all week. Number one being, that, you know, I know y'all been hearing the reports, or maybe not, Carson Wentz is like on the imminent trade block, like possibly this week, according to the insiders. And I was wondering what you think the haul going to be if Matthew Stafford got, what, two ones or two, something to that nature?
Right.
What's going to be the haul for Wentz? What's the value to be on the market?
It's going to be like a one and two twos.
You think he's still – you think even with that piss-poor performance last year and his
I think he's going to Indianapolis.
Now, Frank Reich might do that. That makes sense for them. Phillip Rivers retired. That makes sense for them. A one, though? Can the Eagles still get a one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. You got Youp on the
yeah.
side.
And he's going back home. He's going back to his security blanket. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
That means a lot to a quarterback. You know, think about Troy Aikman and how many times, you know, the Eagles put him into his face into that AstroTurf. He had to get back up. If it wasn't for Norv Turner, he would not be in the Hall of Fame.
No.
You gotta have that person.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I don't know if they can get a one, bro. I mean, I what y'all saying is true.
I'm saying the market calls for them to get a one. I'm not saying they deserve a one. I'd say the market calls for them the way it's set up. They can get the first rounder out of them. See, Detroit is just dumb. That's a bad organization, and we fleece.
Bad run organization, absolutely, absolutely.
And we fleece. They don't even make it.
But golf, in golf's defense, like you always tell us. Which, you know, you give us ad nauseum. He's like the second or third winningest quarterback since he came into the league, and he actually played in the Super Bowl.
This is true. But that's through the coaching. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't win.
I don't think he's a more talented quarterback than Wentz either. Well, when he was good, but, you know. That's been a couple years back now.
Chad, what do we talk about all the time? IQ. Wentz made a lot of bad decisions, bad choices, but his IQ is better than Goff's, okay? Goff IQ has got him out of L.A. It's not his play. It's his IQ. This goofy, and they said McVay fell back this year off being in his headset and to see what he could do. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a perfect example of his goofiness.
Okay.
All right. They 9 in the box. Cam Akers just bust off an 11-yard run, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know how, though. Okay. The look at the set that you're going to see is the safety in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to run. You don't even check off to the side for the safety. You don't check off to, we're going to keep this shit going, but I'm jumping in the five. Oh, they want to play this nut game? Five wide them. And guess what? Even the Wolf Man had the audacity to jump in. But when he seen them jumping on Cam Akers, oh, we're going to jump in this five wide, and I'm going to throw a dink. That's quarterback IQ. You cannot coach that. It's uncoachable.
No. That's in DNA. Absolutely. That's in the quarterback's DNA.
This
Absolutely.
Dude cannot. Troy Aikman said one day, like, I don't understand how he don't feel the pressure from the backside. Jared Goff just be sitting back there in the pocket like he got 1,000 years. Just ain't cow.
It's not Cal, and you're not athletic. Okay.
And you're not athletic. And Clowney and some other maniac, Khalil Mack, is coming to knock your head off.
So between Wentz, Wentz is the more talented quarterback. I'm just saying, just coming off what we just watched in the last year, what we just watched. I'm not saying Goff is a world beater,
let's do a hypothetical real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Wentz and Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
When Gurley was good. Who you
right.
taking? Goff and Gurley or Wentz and Gurley?
Goff and Gurley. Well, when Gurley was good, Wentz was good. So, yeah, Wentz and Gurley. Wentz and Gurley.
Well,
last time Gurley was good, but the last time Wentz was good. Yeah, okay. Wentz and Gurley.
I was blind. I was blind, big loyalist to this golf guy. I knew he had flaws. But came real evident when certain things wasn't when they start getting hip to stuff. When they wasn't hip to it, it was great. He looked great when they wasn't hip to what was going on. Now when these D's clamp up, and you got maniacs like Jamal Adams is going to say, if Robert Woods run this crossing while he is going to pay for catching that football.
So basically it became when Goff became the best player on the offense, it wasn't the same. Basically you're saying Goff can't
saying.
Be the best
Goff
player in the offense.
Player Wentz can't offense. It was egregious. Because his quarterback IQ can't be coached. Detroit is going to have Goff is going to not all he's going to run around. He's going to a wasteland with a worse line, and he's going to be getting. I'm seeing him. He's throwing the bat. He's doing the scared backup. And you can't coach Hart. He ain't Hart. He's just scared backing up, throwing off his back. But he ain't Patrick Mahomes. He ain't even Roethlisberger. You ain't got no strong arm with doing that. And he's doing that. He's regressed. Like, they've seen it. He's like, this is unfixable. He's out of here. Now I got to step up in the pocket, get a pocket awareness. And Dinks, he's going to throw Dinks like it ain't nothing. The one thing about Matt Stafford will put that ball downfield. And we're going out Jones.
The Rams won the trade for just quarterback talent. The Rams won the trade for sure. My thing with the Eagles is, even if you could, I'm going to go with what you guys say. They can still get a one for Wentz. Okay, a one, a couple twos, something in that area. So does this signal the start of the rebuild?
No, it's not even a rebuild. See, all right, let me say this. The Eagles don't have to be in rebuild mode. Y'all got one thing that y'all got to keep y'all in ball games. That defensive line keep y'all in ball games.
Yeah, they can still ready. Yeah, they can rush the pass. They can rush the pass.
They keep going ball games. All y'all got to do is figure out, okay, Miles Sanders is a stud, and we have to feed the stud.
Mm-hmm.
Once they figure that out, which is not, it's not hard to see, just dumb coaching. That's what
Doug P. wants to throw the ball first, second, third down. That's just who he is.
Right. That's the job, and you keep fourth down, you go to analytics, your analytics stink. 4-for-7 on a 30-yard line is not taking points. And games with that defense line kept y'all in games. Y'all go down to the 30, field goal. Stop them, go down to the 30, field goal. Now you're in the ball game.
You got to take the points where you can get them, especially when you're getting poor quarterback.
33-yard line. They get you fired.
Oh, yeah, some of it definitely was coaching, for sure. Some of it definitely was coaching. The playbook got stale. Period.
They go get a one from Wentz. This. They go every tape is on that year before he got hurt.
Yeah, 17. The year they won the bowl. That's his shining moment.
That's his shining moment.
But
Howie Roseman is going to throw it, and it's a sucker born every minute. But I'm not saying Indianapolis is a sucker. But familiarity is a key. You familiar with Frank Reich?
Oh no, relationships is everything in the NFL. Relationships are everything.
Okay. The Taylor's a stud.
Yeah.
Take pressure off.
Yeah. Taylor's a stud. You got a deep threat in T. Y. Hilton. You still got something left. They had drafted another receiver, boy Michael Pittman. He played pretty good. I mean, Reich gonna dial it up anyway. So he's not gonna have him in bad positions. Reich gonna dial it up for him. Reich not gonna have him in bad positions. And they got an underrated defense. And they in a winnable division.
What's
besides, what's that?
We're talking about last week. Where's he? I told you it was gonna happen. San Fran is tearing up, and they're gonna get him. And it's not going to be cheap in our division.
Deshaun Watson?
They're going to get him. I can see it happening real soon, too. They're going to get him.
I don't know. Do he fit what Kyle want to do, though? I mean, he fits in the system, but do he really fit what Kyle want to do?
I think Kyle will answer. It's going to be a give and take, but I think the take is I got to let this boy do him. I'll give up some of my play. You know what I mean? It's going to be guaranteed.
little give and take. And the offensive line will be the best offensive line he ever played behind, which is number one because he's been getting hit way too much in Houston.
Right.
And was still putting up crazy numbers. And he took all his receivers from him, and he still put up crazy numbers.
Yeah.
Well, my second burning quarterback question is, and they had a meeting today, and I've been wondering what they're going to do with him anyway. Is it time to move on? He's definitely not coming back at that number, $41.2 million against the cap. He's definitely not coming back at that number. It's big Ben. Does Pittsburgh move on and play the Mason Rudolph, trade up? Maybe we can get one of these young studs somewhere? Or do they bring Big Ben back at a reduced number and try it one more?
Stan's got to say this. He's an upgrade in Chicago.
So you're saying Big Ben fly?
Big Ben fly. You're not going to play that way. Big Ben gone.
Ooh. And go to Chicago with a defense. I'm questioning his weaponry, but I guess you're getting some. I'm questioning his weapons besides Allen Robinson.
I am questioning his weaponry, but he's an upgrade from Mitchell Bonass Trubisky.
Yeah, Trubisky is for sure. But Ben is at the age in his career where he needs a little bit, his weaponry need to be a little bit, you know. His weaponry need to be good. I'm not going to carry him at this point.
Okay, they cut him. They're going to eat 41. On that 41, they're going to have to eat like 28.
Yeah, the number's going to be egregious that they get the cap. It's going to be egregious if they just cut him.
That's why I can see this scenario. They cut him. You would almost want Joe Burrow to sit out for the next year.
Do they do that? First of all, Cincinnati.
It's going to be a quarterback. Carol.
Right. You're just throwing some things out there. I got you. Chicago sound more viable, but I just think Big Ben needs to. If he going to leave Pittsburgh, it got to be somewhere where the weapons is either the same, because he had Claypool and why he didn't have a running game, but he has some decent above average receiving core, in my opinion. It got to be somewhere with an above average receiving core. He's not going to carry you at this point.
Yeah, but what happened was after week 8, when they went 10-0, after week 10, people got hit. All he wanted to do was throw dicks, and we're laying off. Now we're going to lock up on this dude and rush him. And then back here sitting in the pocket. He ain't going
to. And he hadn't. Right. He can't move anymore, and he have no. And there's no threat of a running game. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I personally think Big Ben coming back, because you really don't. The market for you is going to be slim. Your numbers high. Your numbers high. Your ages. And it just would only be apropos that you just retire. Next year might need to be his last year, regardless of what happens, whether he plays for Pittsburgh or not. It might need to be, you know, go hang it up, wait for 5 years and get your gold jacket. Yeah, at that point. But.
Breaking news just came in. Aaron Donald. What's that? Defensive Player of the Year award.
Aaron Donald once again? Not shocking. As he should.
Who do you think is the year?
The Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Wow. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Enlighten me.
Chase Young.
And he only had about 5 sacks. He was more hyped than Young, but okay.
Well, right. You know, he had a lot of almost got this too. And he had a lot of force.
Pressures mean something, and your team made the playoffs. I get it. I'm not mad at it.
How much has it been? Bro said he was going to be good. I thought he was going to be a bust. I thought he was too light in the ass. They put that boy in the weight room, and now he's stronger. I thought he was going to be a bust.
And he around all number one picks. Washington got all like number one picks on that defensive line. Boy, Jonathan Allen from Alabama, they got like all number one picks, like high quality college players on that defensive line. So he ain't out there just alone.
And with a defensive
minded coach, and he not out there alone. Ron Rivera is a defensive coach, and they got all ones on that high ones on that defensive line, high ones because Washington been picking high. For the last decade or so.
Aaron Donald and Chase Young. Shout out.
Yeah. Aaron Donald, best line, best defensive lineman, I don't care position, since Reggie White. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Best defensive lineman, I don't care, tackle, end, whatever you want to call it, however you want to slice it, he's the best since Reggie White. It's that simple.
The room is a J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is great. J.J. Watt was great in his you know, he had a window where he probably was the best beef. Well, probably he was the best defensive lineman. But Donald's consistency and where he coming from at the defensive tackle. Yeah, no. But they both generational. You know, fit them both for a gold jacket at the end of the day. They the two greatest defensive linemen in the last 15 years. I can live with that. I can go with that. They're probably the best end and tackle of the last 15 years. I can say that with confidence.
Why Steph would be out in the wazoo right now and not to get hurt?
Yeah, Watt would be. Yeah, he was. Mike would have won one or two more defense. Him and Donna would have been fighting for the Defensive Player of the Year awards. That's how good Watt was before he started getting hurt. And he was a one man gang out there, because I dare you to name somebody else on that defensive line. J.J. Watt, one man gang. Vince played 1 year. He was a couple years. He was already
Vince
done.
Vince played one year and was retired.
Vince was done. Vince was done. He was more name than game by the time he got to Houston. He was more name than game.
And triple decker burgers with bacon.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was doing. So, Aaron Donovan's another one. Not shocking. I know if on the offensive rookie of the year side, it really should be co-offensive rookie of the year, because I know it's a quarterback's league and the boy Herbert probably going to get it. But that boy Jefferson, that receiver from Minnesota.
He should pick, by the way, but that's a story for another show.
He should get it too. Right. I believe he deserves it as well.
I know it's a quarterback league, but this boy Jefferson is vicious.
And Jefferson was out there playing with Kirk Cousins, so he should get a couple extra points for that.
Out there running around with Kirk and Kirk.
Yeah, running with Captain Kirk. I believe he should get a couple extra points for that. Vikings fans, you know, next year he can get out from under with that egregious guaranteed contract y'all gave him. But,
well, guys, I got some news for you guys. Going into, you know, I'm very ecstatic about some of this news. First of all, Calvin Johnson and of course, Charles Woodson, you know, were elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame unanimously.
They should be.
Okay.
They should be.
And I'm very, 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 very proud to say, listen, I'm going to go there for a minute. I'm very proud about what I'm about to say. It's long overdue. You know, the spirit of Kenny Stabler and Cliff Branch, who made it after they died, which is really egregious, I think, to the Hall of Fame and you know, committee, hating on the Raiders, hating on Al Davis, you know, my middle finger's at you. But tonight, my middle finger's still at you, but you should have had this man in the Hall of Fame a long time. The first Hispanic coach in the history of the National Football League made the Hall of Fame tonight. Let's give a hand clap, guys, to Tom Flores, finally making the Hall of Fame.
He should have been there.
Can we give Tom some credit?
Tom should have been there. Them Raiders teams in the early 80s, they should have been in.
Tom, so I'm really, really proud of that. And, you know, Tom Flores and Mike Dicker are the only people in the history who have been Super Bowl winners as players, assistant coaches, and head coaches. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Now back to a Huddle Sports session.
Tom's underrated coach. That was a good nugget right there.
Tory Hall. And now back to Huddle Sports session.
Tory should have. Who is in the? I don't know if Tory, man. I ain't taking nothing away from Tory. He was in his window. He was him in his window. I just don't know. Was it generational? He was good though. He was good. I ain't taking nothing away. He was good. It took Ike Bruce for like a long time to get in from that team. But they only, besides Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, and Marshall Kurt, and it took Bruce forever. Is Hope going to get in?
Yeah, he'll get in. He ain't going to get in a couple. It's going to take him a couple years.
how much but more they need to, I mean, jeez.
They hard on these receivers.
Hey, that's extra hard.
Manning's in.
I mean, everybody else on that offense. Everybody
Manning is automatic.
Anything to do with their success. Yep. Then.
Now, guys, of course, it's rolling right now because NFL Honors is on right now. So as I get updates, I will let you guys know. Alan Faneca from the Pittsburgh Steelers made it as well so far. So he's the next name that has been dropped tonight. The great tackle for the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Good offensive lineman for years. But I don't know, Coach. I'm debating now at this point whether Torrey might ever get in. Not because he wasn't good. I'm not saying that. But I don't everybody else who had anything to do with that offense being that offense is in. Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Orlando Pace, finally Isaac Bruce, which I think was a year or two. It seemed like they took a year or two too long.
Charlie Woodson then?
Yeah, Charlie is. Charlie was him from college. Charlie could have gotten off Michigan alone. But, you know, the Packers, Raiders, that helped. But he could have gotten it off Michigan alone.
All right, this is
Drew
Pearson. This is Drew Pearson.
What is the trivia in the NCAA about Charles Woodson? And he stands alone in the history of the Heisman Trophy.
He played both ways.
He was the first true defensive player to win the Heisman.
That's what I was. That's what I remember. I'm about to say that's what I remember.
He was knocking people's head off.
He was doing everything. He was the first, but he was one of those all-around corners. He could do it all.
Here's an egregious one. Here's an egregious player that's in. Drew Pearson does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
See, I was a youngin when Drew Pearson was doing it. I was just coming out mama's stomach, so I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna defer to the old heads who really seen him. I would have to defer to my brother.
That would be me. What Drew Pearson did for that 70s Cowboy team is immense, and he should have been him and Randall Cunningham. He should have been in a long time ago. And again, Randall didn't make it this year, which I think that is egregious. If you put Drew Pearson in.
I'm not sure Randall ever gonna make it, but that's another story. Go ahead.
That's sad, but that's the senior committee, guys. They choose who they want to. You know, they do what thou wilt. I mean,
listen, I love Randall, but let's look at the really great. Yeah, I understand. I was an Eagles fan. I watched him play with Buddy Ryan, no offense. I understand that. But when you really look back on it. Besides the year he was on the Sports Illustrated cover that you hit me to a couple weeks ago, the Ultimate Weapon, and that year he was running around with at that point, what to that point was the greatest wide receiver core ever with Carter, Reed, rookie Randy Moss, and Robert Smith in the backfield. The rest of that in the middle was just okay.
Now I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. What is the main reason why Randall Cunningham would not make the Hall of Fame? Something he did. Y'all remember?
Something that he did? On the field.
On the field. Let y'all think about that for a second.
Something that he did on the field? Was he an Eagle when he did it?
Didn't he quit himself?
Yes. Yes. Okay, talk about it.
I'm trying to remember what it, I was a kid. I'm trying to remember what.
No,
it
no,
was.
No. Not you, Deuce. I heard Gibbs say it. Go into it, brother.
He quit.
When he was benched for Rodney Pete and how he acted, you know, turning the blazer over, not showing the Eagles insignia, you know, acting like a spoiled brat.
They got him out of here.
They got him out of here, man. And the next year, Ty Detmer was starting.
Yeah, I remember. No, I remember that now. Now that you rehash my memory, I remember that now. I remember that he had the black tape over the Eagles' wings and all that. Yeah, he was acting weird. He definitely acted weird.
This is a hard class to get. I'm looking at the finalists. Like, it's a hard class.
Rondé, it was a good class for sure. Did Rondé get in? Because this is like his second, third time trying. Did he get in? This is like his second, third time.
Not yet.
Rondé's one of like the only corners that ever had like 20 interceptions and 20 sacks or something like that.
Yeah, Rondé in on third.
Yeah,
and he was on
the. Don't deserve to be in.
Not before Rondé. And he was a linchpin on one of the greatest defenses we've seen in the last 20 years. He was a main guy. Yes, Rondé. I have no argument there. The stats, the impact. You cover all bases. You had the stats, you had the impact, and y'all won a Super Bowl. And your team won a Super Bowl, and you was a major player in that. So he covered all the bases. He should be in.
Yeah, that Super Bowl year, he got that interception against Donovan for 90 yards.
Yeah.
Reggie Wayne didn't get in yet either.
Nope.
He should be in, too.
Yep.
He should be in, too.
Next, who else? Read the finalists, Coach.
Give us the finalists.
We got Darrell Allen, Rondé Barber, Tony Pacelli, who should be in, Leroy Butler.
No.
I'm on the fence. Alan Fanka.
He got in. All right.
Calvin Johnson, John Lynch.
Of course.
Peyton Manning, Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews Sr.?
Yep.
He not in? Wow, he played a long time. I don't know, there might be a longevity award for him. I don't know if he really has.
He played from 78 to 96.
That's what I'm saying. He played almost 20 years.
78 to 96.
He was better than mediocre at best, too. I mean, I don't like this. Clay Matthews Sr. Now, who's next, please?
Sam Mills.
Now, that's something that should be considered. And not only that, though, you look at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Remember now, this is the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's not just the National Football League, but also the United States Football League. And what he did for the Stars. It's cumulative. All that's cumulative. And you look at the body of work of Sam Mills, from two leagues. If Julius Erving is in the Hall of Fame for playing ABA and NBA, then you got to consider Sam Mills that way as well. And let me tell you something. If it wasn't for Kelvin Bryant's knee down there in Washington, he'd be in the Hall of Fame too.
Yes.
Richard Seymour. Yeah.
No. He was a system player. He was a good player
and
a system.
You better believe it.
Here go one, and I always thought he was pipe. Zach Thomas.
Oh, hell no. Anyway, next.
Thank you up there.
Next.
Reggie Wayne.
She should be in.
Charles Woodson, we already know he is.
But if you can't put Reggie Wayne in as probably the top number two receiver of his generation, if you're not going to put Torrey Holt in before that. Torrey Holt would have to be
Reggie
Wayne.
Exactly.
Because if we're talking number two receivers, they like, in my mind, in my era, in the football I watch, they like the top two number two receivers of all, like, they in the top five and number two receivers of all time. So you can't put Reggie in and not put Holt in before him.
All right, guys, here we go. Caller number one, y'all. Here we go.
Okay. Call in the queue.
Hey, how's it going? It's Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I'm with the radio fam and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard y'all talk about the who should be going in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I think that if Calvin Johnson, Megatron,
mm-hmm.
one of the best receivers. I mean, in his game, he was hard. He was hard to check. Megatron was a problem.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you had to check Megatron, and he could have two people on him and still catch the ball.
One of the greatest receivers of his generation. No question.
Yes. Yes. It just said, Detroit I don't know what's going on with Detroit. Like, Detroit's
they've been a poorly run franchise for years. That's all. That's what they've been. Just think, they last two Hall of Fame players retired early because they just got tired. Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson.
Sure.
They retired early because they just retired.
And then you lose, and then you lose, and then they lose. I don't think that Matthew Stafford was the problem. They can't play defense. They always, the Achilles heel always for defense.
I agree with that, Larry. I'm gonna say this, Larry. You're absolutely right. Actually, the Lions lost three. A Hall of Famer that just quit after 10 years, Lynn Barney, got tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, he started the construction business. The great Lynn Barney.
Going back.
And I know Coach is going to love this. Coach, I hope you listen real closely. When Billy Sims was out there doing his thing, that's all they had.
Right.
And got poor Billy Sims hurt.
Yeah.
He got stretched out there. And don't get me started there about the Detroit Lions, please. They have the Bobby Lane curse. I'm through.
I lived out in Detroit. And so many Detroit Lions fans would just be so sad, but they just, it's almost like they got immune to it, immune to losing. And that's sad.
Poorly run franchise.
I think they need new ownership.
Yeah, the Ford's been owning them forever. You might be right about that.
That's why they
some semblance of the Ford family that owned them forever. You're right about that.
Did y'all talk about Randy Moss?
Briefly.
Single-handedly killed my Cowboys. And he won because he wanted Dallas to do, he wanted Dallas to draft him, and he murdered my team. I mean, he murdered a lot of people.
What they said, Larry, was that Drew Pearson didn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, man. You know, there's some Cowboy haters now. How you feel about that?
So typical of him. Because he wears star and all that. So typical.
You know, I defer to
that. It's not about the star. I've seen way better receivers in my time than Drew Pearson.
So typical.
I had to defer.
John Jefferson was better than Drew Pearson.
Uh-oh. You got another call on the line right now. Caller, Coach and Deuce. Come on on.
Hey, Coach and Deuce. How y'all doing?
All right. How you doing?
Good. This is Sharice Lee. I was just calling in, letting y'all know I'm supporting your show. And I don't really have too much to say, but all I want to say is I don't like the bullies. And Deuce, I love me some Larry. And that's all I want to say.
That's all you want to say?
We don't bully Larry. Larry comes on and takes over the show when he comes on. We don't bully Larry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miss Lee, respectfully,
Larry. That's what they're trying to bully me.
No, Larry, you come over and take over the show with the goofball and the Ronald McDonald, and it becomes your show for 20 minutes.
Y'all have goofball anymore. Y'all have Matthew Stafford, so I have to put some respect on y'all. Let me ask you this, Matthew Stafford.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Detroit, or more of Matthew Stafford?
Detroit.
I agree. He had Megatron. All he had to do was just throw it laid up.
Throw it up there with Megatron.
They never had enough defense or a running game. It was always Stafford and Calvin, and that was it.
And
they was playing in the division where Aaron Rodgers was in all them years, too. That ain't help either.
Hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers, may not be playing with Green Bay, which I think is stupid. I think it's stupid.
That's where he's going to the 49ers, Larry. That's why I was going to the 49ers. I got Aaron Rodgers going to the 49ers. How about that one, Coach?
Aaron Rodgers has got to make it to the Hall of Fame. You can't tell me. I've seen him kill my Cowboys.
His first battle.
He's just that killer. You know what I mean? You better put somebody on him. You better blitz him and you better get him. Because if he got time, he's going to destroy. He's one of those quarterbacks that can destroy a team. If you don't have a good defense, it's going to show.
Yeah, he's going to kill you. Breaking news, too. Derrick Henry just won Offensive Player of the Year. Go ahead, Brian.
No, go ahead, Larry.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Larry, I'm not going to let them do that. No. Y'all some hating. Y'all some hating boys, man. Last week, y'all was talking some real greasy shit about Derrick Henry. Y'all did y'all get amnesia? Yeah, you did.
All right, so
yeah,
I'm glad not creepy about it.
Yes, you did.
Derrick Henry 3 years ago.
Listen, you said run right, run left. They go Earl Campbell the ball. He ain't that great, ain't he? That was what you said, Coach.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe y'all said that.
I'm
expecting Henry in the passing league, you get 2,000 yards and a run, and everybody knows that you the offense. I respect King Henry because you the offense. I respect him.
Yeah.
But Coach don't. Coach said some real nasty stuff.
Well, address all your vitriol at Coach Gibson. You know, the black skip Baylor. Go ahead.
I respect him, but Derrick Henry going left to right. He ain't got nothing going on.
Basically,
he's a bulldozer, man. He don't have to go left to right. He's a bulldozer.
Yeah.
I respect him because he's a running back in the passing league. You know he's coming, and he still had 2,000 yards, and he still went to the playoffs. I respect him.
And he OPOY. OPOY.
When the game went to count it, and they threw 8 boxes, Derrick Henry had 34 yards. And
they went right out. That's
all he got. That's all he wanted.
Tannehill, the quarterback. What you want?
Tannehill's not a bum. Tannehill's not great, but he's like a game manager.
Again.
You know?
I wouldn't disrespect Dak by calling him Tannehill. That's disrespectful to Dak.
Tannehill's not a bad quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and say Tannehill is terrible. I see he's a terrible quarterback.
Okay.
Tannehill's okay. He's decent.
Okay.
Will Dak Prescott be the new Jared Goff?
Hell no.
I didn't say that.
Hell no.
That wasn't it. I didn't say that.
Whack Prescott's whack.
I didn't say that. That was them.
I bet he'll have a higher number. His passing will be better than Matthew Stafford.
I was with you all the way up until that one, Larry. I was with you all the way up until that one.
He probably will, because we're a balanced team. We, unlike y'all got one of the best running backs in football.
Matthew Stafford will throw a pick. You know that, right?
That's the reason why y'all garbage.
They ran him in the ground. They had one of the best running backs in football. They ran him in the ground.
They don't have anymore.
I'm talking about Detroit.
Zeke ain't top 2-3 no more. He was. Zeke ain't top 2-3 no more. He was. They ran him in the ground. When it wasn't, before Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and all them dudes, when he was throwing them, and Michael Gallup was still a bum.
I just
want to
say, speak the word, Larry. That's all. Just speak the word.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. I got to take a stab for Cowboys football.
Yeah, speak the word, Larry. I got you. I got your back.
I got a question for an Eagles fan. Where you feeling so Shady McCoy?
About as far as what?
That was my bad dude. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shady McCoy like that.
Listen.
Like that as far as what?
I want you giving praise to people. I want you to keep.
I said Shady McCoy. Look, I'm not Eagles fan, but I know people who are good, and Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy is the best running back I ever seen play for Philadelphia.
Shady was above average.
I got middle linebacker who breaks tackles, non-field, downfield, get ran over.
Larry.
Great. Can't cover a soul.
Yes.
Ben Grant can't cover nothing.
It's me again.
What about that?
I just want to encourage you, Larry.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, dog.
Let's speak that word to the Dallas Cowboys.
Larry, I do got a question, though. Larry, I got a real legitimate question. Who you got in the Super Bowl tomorrow?
KC.
What's the score?
I got to give Tom Brady. He's the greatest. So I will say about
38-35. 38-35, Kansas City?
Tom Brady's already a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yes.
He's a Hall of Famer. So he don't need the game as much as Tom Brady can retire tomorrow. And he's already a first ballot. I'm going to be surprised if he's the first ballot.
So, Coach, who you got tomorrow, man? What's the score?
All right. Okay. Yeah. There are other variables at play that guys got to pay attention to. Okay.
What's that? Enlighten us, Coach. Enlighten us. No black Skip Bayless takes, though. Enlighten us.
This is just real spill.
Okay.
This is a whole football game in the Super Bowl. With that being said, it's all the stars are aligned. Tom Brady to walk away with 7 chips.
Okay.
I don't have, but it may be some phantom flags or something gonna go down. And Tom won't win this game.
So it ain't gonna happen.
What's the score?
Something gonna have to happen for him to win. So that sounds like you really want to pick KC, but you going with the something goofy gonna happen conspiracy theory that Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it sounds like your head is saying, your heart is saying KC, but your head is saying the powers that be is gonna make sure Tom Brady wins. That's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds to me.
This is why you the black Skip Bayless. Kansas City winning the game.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how this is my opinion, guys, and this in dramatic fashion. And then we're gonna go to YouTube something. You already said winning the game. But I have it, the second ever sudden death overtime in the Super Bowl. And I have them going down, they're at the 26-yard line, it's 3rd and 18. third and 18. Here's the goofy thing, Coach. Patrick Mahomes runs for a touchdown and wins the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's a hell of a dramatic ending.
I think that Brady retires.
That's a hell of a dramatic
ending. What he got to prove? What Brady got to prove, tell you the truth? What does he got to prove?
Yeah, he definitely can retire either way.
Y'all brother.
Not only is he first ballot, but he's unanimous first ballot for the Hall of Fame.
That's not a question.
The fact that they're playing in this state and they really playing a home game, it weighs a lot, man.
Right, and I think the league can't have. You know how bad it would look to have Tampa Bay win the Super Bowl with Tom Brady in the home stadium. Now think about that for a second. Let's mower into that type of that thought, and just your imagination. Let it go wild. I don't think it looks good for the league, and I think that the home team's going to lose that Super Bowl to save kind of like, you know, shadow integrity of the league. Kansas City is going to win the game. The final score is going to be very, very simple. 36-30 on a run by Patrick Mahomes at the end of the – to exercise all the ghosts of Brady and become the new poster child of the National Football League. He right now is the Steph Curry of football.
Andy and understand that. Yeah, I think Mahomes is probably the next best after Brady. After Brady, then it's Mahomes.
Barring injury, he will be better than them. I think this guy can win. I think what they're going to do is this. I think Mahomes will never have I know this sounds really, really messed up, but I'm going to say it, guys. And I think Coach and – I think all three of you are going to feel me. Not great, but feel me. He'll never win six championships. Mahomes will win either four or five. They will never have him win six. They'll never have him be like Brady. But you always know that Mahomes was the better player. It's similar to how Mickey Mantle was always said that he was the best center fielder, but we all know it was definitely Willie Mays.
The boy's
so young.
I got
a question to ask you.
I don't see why they can't. But I don't see why
they
can't.
But Tyreek Hill go over the top for a 50-yard touchdown to get called back. Y'all going to see what I'm talking about.
I'm going to take the conspiracy theories out of it and just talk football. What's going to happen tomorrow is Tampa Bay is going to come out. They're not going to let Tyreek Hill have 220 yards and a half. So you're going to double him everywhere he goes. Slot, bench, 1-2, X, Y.
Wait a minute. Who is the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? You acting like it's Belichick. Who's Harris, man? Come on. He ain't that stupid.
It ain't Belichick. It's about the power of Tom Brady that y'all don't see he got.
They're going to double
the power of Tom Brady ain't on that defense. The power of Tom Brady ain't on that defense. Let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be a Kansas City win by close, or it's going to be a Kansas City blowout.
They're going to double Tyreek all over the field and forget that he ain't the only weapon they're working with. They got this boy.
Got five on the field.
Who one of the best tight ends we ever seen running down your seam all day with nobody to guard him. They're going to have McCole Hardman, number 17, Sammy Watkins playing, running over the top.
Wait a minute now. McCole Hardman now got to make up. If you have – McCole Hardman was embarrassed last week, the week before last. He was totally embarrassed. He had the worst game of his career. Did you see that game? How many times he dropped?
Yeah,
oh, my God. Dropped a touchdown pass in his hands. Okay?
And he'll do that. So he'll come back and have a 75-yard punt return.
There you go. If you're looking for anybody that's really a wild card, guys, you got my antennas up. And I was trying to be quiet, but I can't because I love sport. Let me tell you something. He can have a Deion Branch type of Super Bowl, guys.
Put it like this. Tampa's going to need some help because I don't see where they better than Kansas City. They're going to need some help.
If Tampa
going to win the game, they're going to need the help. They're going to need the help from the referee, the Papa Big B, the conspiracy theorists. They're going to need the help. They're going to need it.
I see where they're going to need it. No, you talking about the You talking about the Raps.
Kansas City's gonna come out there and try that same game they played against Buffalo, and Mike Evans gonna have a deuce on them niggas.
I mean, who y'all think gonna have a better running game?
If they come out there,
Kansas City can go score for score with anybody.
With the maniacs that Tampa Bay got, it's gonna be a long day.
Who y'all think got a better running game?
That go both ways, though. That go both ways.
I think KC got a better running game.
Tampa Bay has no incentive to try to play man-to-man. But Kansas City think they got something to prove with this man-to-man game.
I don't think so. I think that was the game plan for Buffalo because nobody had ever came at Buffalo like that. I think they know that Tampa Bay – I'm going to give Spagnuolo more credit that he understands that Tampa Bay has better offensive weaponry than Buffalo. I'm going to give him some credit. This is the guy that beat Brady and Randy Moss. We're not going to forget that just the defensive coordinator – just the same defensive coordinator that held Randy Moss in that 2007 Patriots offense with Tom Brady in his prime for 14 points. We're not going to forget that.
Wow.
No, thank defensive you. Coordinator.
Thank you, Deuce.
I have a question for Alaska.
And neither does Brady, and he ain't in his prime.
What's up, Larry? What's your question?
I got a question for that. The word on the street is that Raiders was in the Watson sweepstakes. Now, if I think the Raiders get Watson, I think that changes the whole complex. I think that changes the whole AFC West.
Raiders still don't play enough defense, dude. They're going to beat Kansas City. I love Deshaun Watson.
But they're giving a lot. They would be giving a lot. It'd be crazy. The thing is,
You heard the Raiders. The Raiders are going after Deshaun Watson, and that would they would have to probably get Derek Carr up. That means Derek Carr would be going to Houston. I don't like that.
Why would you put yourself in the division with Mahomes? That don't even make sense.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why put yourself in the division with Mahomes? Don't do that.
You ready for this? I'm going to say this right now. I say we stand pat with the team we have. We don't need to give up draft picks. One thing that Mike Mayock can do, with the exception of, oh, God, Cleveland Sorrell. That was just really, really – I'm trying to stay clean tonight. Don't get me started. That was the only mistake to me. Because we got a hell of a cornerback in Trayvon Mullen. We don't have the rest of inside the team is garbage when it comes out of defense.
That's why
we lost most of our games. That's why we didn't make the wild card this year. We should have made the wild card. There should have been no questions asked about the – oh, my gosh. Why are you going to bring up the Raiders? The Raiders are irrelevant right now. They're sitting down just like the Rams and the Eagles and the Cowboys and us. You know, the only teams that matter right now are the Chiefs and the Buccaneers.
Pretty much. Give me a score. What's the score, Coach Gibbs, in this conspiracy game, Skip Bayless, you got going on?
Oh, God, I wish you didn't ask him that question. Yuck.
31-28
with the assist
from the
ref. Man, I'm a betting man, but I bet on the horses. But I'll tell you this much.
What's that?
That would be if I was a betting man. Mm-hmm. I would put my money on Tampa Bay. So scared money don't make no money. We all know scared money don't make no money. I'd be betting for the Buccaneers if I was putting money there. But tomorrow, I'm just a sportsman that's sitting down drinking a nice cold beer and watching the ball game. You know what I mean? And I want to see something great, man. And also, too, man, I'm going to give a public service announcement out there to all you fools. And I know Coach, and I know Deuce, and I even know Larry, Mr. Automatic's going to do it. And Sharice needs to approve my message. Please, guys, whatever you do, don't have any Super Bowl parties tomorrow. Only Dynasty is trying to tell you, just be with your family and enjoy the game. Don't invite folk over. Right now we're trying to, you know, get this thing down to where it's manageable. Some states right now are lower this week than they have been in months. Let's not spike the stuff back up, guys. Please be responsible. Enjoy your game. No Super Bowl parties, okay? You idiots. All
right.
We're going to take the next call in. Call you in line with the Hello Sports Nation right here at ONA.
Give me something.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, Deuce?
What's
Big
up,
bro, man? What's up?
Big bro, what's up? My folks always give me a shout out. What's up with you, bro?
Chilling. By the way,
what
I think Kansas City will win 31-27 tomorrow.
31-27, okay. And the Sixers winning that game right now against the Nets, last I checked.
Yeah, they won already.
They won? Okay, thank you. All right. Very good.
Yeah, they won.
But 31-28, though?
Yeah, 31-27.
31-28 MVP. Oh, you know what? Nobody, I didn't ask everybody who they thought the MVP of the game was, so I'll start with you, little bro. Who's going to be the MVP of the game?
Mahomes.
Mahomes. Easy, good answer. Coach Gibbs, a.k.a. Black Skip Bayless, who's going to be MVP? Oh, the Reps going to be your MVP, but go ahead. Give me your...
I'm telling you who's going to get it. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. So if he had 200 yards, they're going to give it to Mike Evans over Tom Brady. All right. Who's going to be MVP?
It's going to be Mecole Hardman. I have a strange feeling, man, that so sometimes when things happen, that man was totally embarrassed last week, and he's a better player than what he showed last week against Buffalo. That was horrible. That was his worst game I've seen since college days. I got Mecole Hardman. I'm going to say it again. It was been embarrassing. I got Mecole Hardman going for 189 yards and being pivotal, and I think Mecole Hardman is going to score. I think he's going to score. It's kind of crazy, but I think Mecole Hardman is going to have 3 touchdowns in this game.
That's what the
It's a Deion Branch moment. It's a Deion Branch moment. If you know football, anything can happen. Listen, this goes to 87. Anytime that Timmy Smith can rush for 200 yards and still and Doug Williams, that whole situation with Doug Williams, what he did was outstanding. But Sam, Doug Williams didn't have that great game in the Redskins who won. Timmy Smith has been
And you know the 100 Dads is going to be on Antonio Brown a slot. That's a total mismatch.
Yeah.
So I heard Hardman. I heard Mahomes. You say Mike Evans, Coach Gibbs. I got Kelsey. If it's going to be Mahomes, it's going to be Kelsey. Mahomes is the easy pick. I'm going Kelsey.
I can see Kelsey doing it.
I'm going Kelsey.
I don't think nobody on Buccaneers. I think it may be a tight ends game. This may be a first Super Bowl where the tight ends get more of the passing. This might be a tight ends game.
Gronk should be sleeping in the hyperbaric chamber.
Gronk not the same Gronk. He not the same Gronk.
Wide receivers gonna get that pass. Ain't nobody can take Tyreek.
Oh no, they're gonna double Tyreek.
He's
not
so
gonna
fast.
They're gonna double and triple Tyreek.
He's so fast that he can get past the double team. He's that
fast. They're gonna bracket him. They're not gonna let Tyreek beat him. If they let Tyreek beat him, that's a shame. They should. They're not gonna let Tyreek beat him. They're just not. I'm gonna give Todd Bowles more respect than letting Tyreek run around one on one again. I'm gonna give Todd Bowles more respect as a defensive coordinator than let Tyreek run around one on one. They're not doing that.
They'd be one on one, and that Mahomes will go to him.
Of course, they're not gonna leave him by himself. Only time he's going to be by himself is when he's standing on the sideline. He's not going to be by himself. Never.
He's not right. He can't outjump nobody. Wait, damn, I've seen him outjump some people. Boy, a guy his size, jump, has great reach.
Ain't nobody questioning Tyreek talent. I'm just saying they're not going to let him run around by himself. That's all.
But then you got
Kelsey.
Gonna
That's the problem coming. That's what
nobody. The problem.
I agree, Larry. I agree. Kelsey's my MVP of the game. I agree. They're gonna be so worried about Tyreek Hill, they're gonna forget that Kelsey the best tight end in the league and he might have 150 on two tubs.
Man, I think Gronk will get that job in the game. I don't see Brady winning. I think Brady won't look like he used to.
But, little bro, you still on the line, little bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you here? What was, just, little segue. Who,
Who did it for the Sixers tonight? Was it Embiid again playing at MVP level?
Yeah, he got 33 points.
33. He's the MVP right now too, for the
record. Yeah, your boy Simmons. Your boy Simmons had 16.
16? I told y'all stop grinding my man up. Leave him alone.
So J Rock, lead the team as is. What you say?
So
J Rock.
No, that's not. No, that's not. No, this is my other brother right here. This is the one you ain't even meet. This is my other brother from another mother. But
Yeah, he's all wrong already. I mean, don't be asking your brother, man, about it. You always starting your shit.
Let me ask you a question, Deuce, brother.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you leave the Sixers as is, or what do you do, bro?
What do you say?
Leave the Sixers as is?
You said, did you leave the Sixers as is?
I think they need another piece. And I would think they need to go get Brad Beal.
Brad Beal?
No.
I want Brad Beal.
Here we go again. Okay, Bob, I'm going to ask you a question. What you going to give up for Brad Beal?
Who are you giving up for Brad Beal?
Come on, man. Let's be honest, man. Now you're going to mess up the whole continuity of the team.
I know what he's going to say. He's going to say get rid of Ben Simmons.
I would say Tobias Harris. I wouldn't trade Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Whoa. What is he talking? Yo, man. Does he know basketball? Wait, I got to ask you a question. Right? Tobias Harris is playing on an all-star level. Why would you?
Come on.
God, man. This team is going to lose if you give up Tobias Harris, who plays well for this coach. Oh, my God. I'm out,
man. I don't need Bradley Bill.
He ain't Bradley Bill.
He ain't Bradley Bill.
He's been balling. I'm not taking nothing away, brother. Nothing. You said it at the beginning of the year, and it just happened. You better not say he better than Bradley Beal. You better not.
No, what I'm saying to you is the continuity of the team is fine. Coach, the hell with you, coach. Hope you fall down a sewer hole because he's starting shit. Leave the Sixers alone, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm gonna talk real Philly. Yo, Tobias Harris is bull. What are y'all talking about, bro?
Listen, I'm not mad at the way he's been playing. I'm not mad at that. And you called it first. I'm giving you the credit.
It's not about me calling it. Leave the team alone. Tobias Harris is bull.
If Tobias is ball, then Bradley Beal is Hennessy. If that's
what you ready for this? Yes, for Washington. But understand, guys, you got to give up a lot, man. It's really gonna mess this team up.
If they give up Tobias Harris, they ain't giving up a lot for Brad Beal.
No.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who's gonna play your power forward then?
Who's going to play? We play positionless basketball anyway.
First of all, I'm going to say this to you again. Tobias Harris is playing out of his mind, and he's playing for the coach. They are not going to trade Tobias Harris, and Bradley Beal is going to lose again. He's going to be stuck in basketball purgatory, and that's that, guys.
But get him out of there and bring him to basketball heaven over here and watch what he does.
No, leave it alone. Leave the team alone. Y'all should be trying to pick up this team all year. No. I want the people. This not happening.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because I need them to be able to score with them three maniacs up there. I need them to be able to score.
Okay. Hypothetically speaking. You already know that there's going to be more they want to want. They're not going to trade like you guys know that Tobias Harris. It's not Brad. So who else are you going to give up to the Washington?
Tobias' contract is so goofy. They're not too far off. That's how goofy Harris' contract is.
However, they're going to want more. Washington's going to want more. Like I said, if you say that Tobias Harris is that upper echelon ball player, then you're giving up Tobias. Now, if you give up Tobias Harris for a couple of your runs, and you don't lose your players, I'm going to be very, very I'll stand pat and say, okay, we'll see what happens. Okay, but now, you know, now I'm looking at who's going to be your four. That means you'll move Ben Simmons to the four. I mean, but I think the team is winning. It's the best overall team in the National Basketball Association. I think this team with the shooters it has can go right up to Brooklyn with their three, with their defense, because Brooklyn doesn't play defense. So the Philly team will beat the Brooklyn team. Because Brooklyn is a bunch – listen, and the ball is always going to win, guys. And then you got guys playing a team who's disciplined, who's hit zones up and all that. Then you got Kyrie Irving going to start arguing with Durant and Harden when they miss baskets. They don't have the continuity. They're just superstars.
That's a worst-case – okay, that's worst-case scenario. That's the worst-case scenario. But what if that don't – that's worst-case scenario. You are painting the most worst-case scenario picture. What if that picture don't happen? Then what?
You mean that Brooklyn finally plays defense?
I like the younger brother Curry too. So since we're saying they don't play no D, but we know they're going to score – we know they're going to score. The Harden Curry matchup, I don't like it.
You ready for this? Let the Sixers get J.J. Redick back there shooting his sweet spot down there at the Wells Fargo, and now they really can compete.
I'll live with that a little bit better.
J.J. Redick back, and then now we can compete. We can leave this team alone. Go get J.J.
I'll live with that a little bit better.
Yes. Okay. I got to ask y'all a question.
Go ahead, Larry.
I have to ask the coaches a question. I want to know, in y'all opinion, which do y'all think is the hottest NBA team right now? I want you just you know.
What? We just told him. The Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, well, what about the West?
You probably just won like 11 or 12.
I mean,
go ahead.
Now you hear about LeBron James. What y'all think about the West? Y'all think that it's going to be a new, you know,
Lakers Nuggets.
LBJ Silver.
Lakers Denver. That's it. Go ahead. What else?
That's it.
What about Utah?
Mine in the 80s. Mine in the mid 80s. I'm the Houston Rockets. It's the Lakers, Denver, and Houston.
I love Spider Mitchell, but Utah when it's time, they just don't be having. And I love Spider Mitchell. I love Donovan Gaines, but they just don't be having enough when it comes down to it.
And it's the same thing with my man Lillard out there in Portland. Same situation. Dame Dash.
Right.
So y'all, we just gonna sit here. So in Sixers purgatory, we just gonna sit here and let the obvious choice for their help just keep wasting his time. Zach LaVine had 39-7-6 tonight, and I've been saying him.
Yeah. No, listen, Bradley Beal's him. Timothy. If Tobias Harris is ball, as Brother O say, then Bradley Beal is Timothy. We ain't arguing that. And the thing with the power forward is a little bit overrated because it's the East, and the team that you're really trying to beat is playing positionless basketball.
Oh, my God.
Brooklyn has no defense. I'm not afraid of Brooklyn.
Basketball out there.
Give me J.J. Redick. Give the Pelicans some more bull, you know, and then the Sixers can compete with any team in the National Basketball Association.
One more time.
I can live with that, brother. Oh, I'm not mad at that.
J.J.
Redick
on this line
one more time.
J.J. Redick on this team when it has to be. J.J. Redick knows how Ben Simmons passes the ball in the outlet. Coach, do we know basketball?
J.J. stands for just jumpers. He can shoot it.
No, I'm asking Coach. No, you didn't just come out and say it. Don't put me, man. We talk about basketball acumen. You always talk about basketball acumen. Coach, I love you, man, but you're a hating-ass hater. And you need to be saying yourself.
That's the first time I heard of a hating-ass hater.
Listen, the only players, the only two players I see that the Sixers can get is Zach, and they need to go after Derrick Rose. I'm not. I'd rather have Derrick Rose than JJ.
Here we go. Achy breaky knees. All right. I mean, you know, Derrick is very serviceable. He's serviceable, but I mean, I listen between Derrick and JJ Redick. I want JJ Redick, and he fits better because you need shooters against Brooklyn. Am I losing my mind? Like, to beat Brooklyn, you need shooters. Is that correct?
You need to back up.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Rose wouldn't be bad. He ain't Bradley Beal, but that wouldn't be bad. I imagine that.
Who, Derrick Rose?
Oh, not Derrick Rose. I'm talking about JJ Redick. I'm not even really tripping off Derrick Rose too much. That's fine.
Yeesh.
That's
so I got a question for y'all.
Yeah, Larry.
I got a question. So who's the top? Let me ask you, who's the top four teams in the East?
This is in no particular order, so please don't screw.
It's Philadelphia.
Brooklyn,
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Milwaukee,
Brooklyn.
Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Boston. Yeah, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Boston. In no particular order.
Who put Milwaukee at number two? Pretty man. Milwaukee is a, let me tell you something. There was a black book written by Richard Wright. Milwaukee is the invisible man.
I know about Richard
Wright. It don't matter. Milwaukee, man, listen, I told y'all guys, you know, like, once again, we talk about basketball acronyms. Milwaukee wasn't the same and hasn't been the same since they lost Malcolm Brogdon. Case closed.
I mean, they did get Drew Holiday. They got Drew now. We ain't going to disrespect Drew now. We ain't going to do that.
But is Drew Malcolm Brogdon, what he did for that team? Yes,
it is. Malcolm Brogdon, Drew Holiday. Slow down.
I'm talking about Drew Holiday is a good ball player. However, if you look at their team, the chemistry still – Milwaukee was supposed to be the beast of the East, especially after they gave, you know, the guy, man, you know, that you know, eats a lot of falafel and gyros, all that contract.
We also know team wise they Giannis in the cloud of dust, but they did get Drew to upgrade the position. Their best player still.
The point guard position.
Their best player still.
Well, you know what? I think that Drew Holiday is a very very how can I say fortunate journeyman, and he's helping the squad. Okay, but they don't win nothing. Hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
we got breaking news, y'all. What's up?
What's breaking news?
From ESPN on Twitter. It says,
what's up?
Bears deal for Wentz is close. Foles is speculated to be included with another offensive player. When I'm hearing this, Tyreek Coleman. What y'all think about that?
Yo! Wait a minute, you're saying that Foles is coming to Philadelphia? Wait a minute. I don't even listen to Angelo Cataldi in the morning team. I'm not going to say the name of the station because only guys, it only matters. But I don't even listen to that. You got to be effing flipping me. Coach, that's...
My call is even bring on breaking news, man. I mean, I try to bring it to but...
Oh! Yo, that's crazy.
The Bears, I don't care.
The Bears is on crack. The Bears are on crack. You bring back a guy who's loving this city and then bring back one of them to help Wentz get to the next level, and you have to back them with all backups plus a player. Oh, this Philadelphia area is going to go bananas. That's the right move. For morale as well as season tickets. Because that's what it's all about for Jeffrey Lurie. Those season tickets. We'll see if he wants to win again. But you heard what I just said, though. That's a business move right there. Him and Howard Roseman are geniuses. Because, you know, I hate to say it, not the people, not Uptown Deuce who is a sharp brother. We're talking about the dumb Eagle fans. They're going to lap this up and think it's the second coming of Christ. The second coming of the Holy Jesus Christ. Saint Nick is coming back to town, Derek Gibson. Derek, I'm not down Eagles fans, but they're not the most smartest of the bunch, okay?
That's goofy.
They get nuts out of
here. Eagles fan heroes are coming back.
No. You know, I'm talking about they'll be partying the street. There's going to be liquor pouring down Broad Street. Liquor and more, and you might lick her, okay? You know what I mean? And it's with the celebration. That's crazy. And you said Dante Coleman?
Tyreek Coleman.
Okay, thank
Tyreek
you.
Tyreek Coleman.
You're talking about the running back, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a first round pick.
The Eagles
get the fuck out of here. They ain't gonna get a first round pick. No. Who's gonna first round pick? The Eagles? Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Little bro, they getting the first round pick? The Eagles getting the pick?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's not official yet, but this is what I'm...
Wait. I got you there. Okay, wait a minute. Uptown Deuce, I got a headache. Wait. Uptown Deuce is talking shit about how it works.
Hold on.
You ain't gonna listen to the motherfucker. Hold on. This guy was talking shit about how it works. That would be the Louisiana purchase. The second Louisiana purchase,
yeah.
For real. That would be a steal. You mean the Eagles are going to get a first round draft pick for Chicago and Nick Foles? Fuck the Coleman thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Coach, help me, Coach. I got to get the hell out of here. I got to go. Because Howard Roseman is the GM of the year. I got to go. I can't believe it.
Give us your thoughts on that trade, cutbacks, Black Skip Bayless. What you got for us, man?
Listen, it ain't happened yet.
That's the steal of the year. That's the steal. Coach, I'm sorry to come back in because I can't believe. Coach, I can't believe what I just heard. Young bro. I love you, man. Like, that's the craziest shit I heard in my life. The Eagles are going to get first round draft pick, Nick Foles, St. Nick Foles, and another player. For Carson Wentz. There's going to be a party. I can hear Shalamar singing, dancing in the streets. I can hear.
Give us your thoughts on the potential of this trade. And we know it didn't happen
yet.
But give us your thoughts.
It's the mama's trade.
I would like to hear your thoughts on this trade, woman. The fans would too.
There's some inappropriate touching going on in these organizations for this to go down. This is just stupidity.
Stupid on whose behalf?
Definitely on the Bears' behalf.
Okay.
Howie Roseman is GM of the effing year.
Now,
do you understand what I'm saying to you right now? That is the second Louisiana purchase without Lewis and Clark. The Eagles get a number one. St. Nick Foles and an undetermined player, maybe Coleman, whoever, for Carson Wentz?
They're going to be dancing in the streets.
I don't believe what I just heard. Like, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard on Huddle Sports Nation since Huddle Sports Nation. I'm talking about that. And the most stupid. I thought the trade with Matthew Stafford was stupid. Good riddance on goofball. But are you saying? Are you serious?
Detroit and Rams. I think that the Rams got better with the quarterback. I think that not.
The Rams are all that. You know about football in Detroit.
He's a manager. That's what a game manager. That's what golf is. But Matthew Stafford got a better arm. Rams don't give a damn about. They don't care about first round. They don't. They don't care about first round.
The Rams ain't winning now. They don't care about that.
Listen, here's a tall tale stat that y'all need to pay very.
I gotta look at this shit.
Do you know that Matthew Stafford has not thrown over 10 picks since 2010?
Jimmy Taylor, stop that, please.
That is an amazing stat.
Yeah, he takes care of football.
Not thrown over 10 picks since 2010.
Takes care of football.
Meaning he don't turn the ball over.
My only question, Coach, is his health. Can he stay in a game for a whole season? Can he stay for a whole season, start a whole season? Because he gets hurt a lot. That may be the bad trade because
well, he got a better offensive line. It's a better offensive line now, though.
That's true. And a running game. He never had a running game. And he never had a running game.
I don't know about that. Yeah, running back. Don't get Matthew Stafford off the hook like that. You had
running back. Who?
Who was the running back
over the years, please?
Who was Matthew Stafford running back? Please let me know. I don't want to hear from C.O. Brett.
Don't tell me old Reggie Bush from 5 years ago. Don't you dare. Who?
I don't want to hear about C.O. Riddick.
Kerryon Johnson. Look, don't get me started on Detroit running backs. Larry, you might have been a running back for Detroit in the last 10 years.
Larry, I'm talking about friends. Just make sure y'all bully me. Is she gone?
No, that's not bully. That's just facts. Don't look for Ms. Lee for help. Name this runner. You said don't let him off the hook. He has running backs. I want you to name him. Exactly.
Don't let him off the hook.
Oh, shoot. Lucky Miss Lee is not around right now.
I'm here.
Is she hot bullying me?
No, we don't bully him. He say
can y'all hear me?
We hear you, Shereen. Okay.
He just throws stuff at the wall, hope it sticks. And then hope it sticks. Thinking it's gonna go over somebody's head, and I don't let him off the hook. Man, I'm not.
Can I say something?
Yes, let the lady speak.
All I wanna say is speak the word, Larry.
Oh, thank God. All she keeps saying now, I'm gonna keep on speaking the word.
Throw it at the wall and make it stick, Larry. Just throw it at the wall. Larry.
Let's not get to old poor Matthew Stafford. I ain't going for that. Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback, but don't let's be old poor Matthew Stafford.
He only had one good coach his whole career, no running backs, no offensive line.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're right.
I'm gonna say this right now, guys. Let's see if McVay is the genius that Coach always says he is.
He took Jared Goff to a Super Bowl. I might not say genius, but he's rather.
Here we go, man. Let me say, man. None of us need to have diarrhea on the air, man. You know that's part of the COVID symptoms. We don't want to have that, man. Well, please don't talk about Jared Goff, man. Please. Thank you, man. Please, thanks. He's a bum.
What Jared Goff does well with Detroit?
How are you going to do
that?
It's the NFL, man.
If he did something that Matthew Stafford could never do.
If he gets Detroit to the playoffs, man, I'm just saying, for the sake, I'm just throwing it out there.
Listen, let me say something to you. Deuce, he's a game manager. They're going to have to invest in running the ball because Jared Goff is not a pure passer. He's a game manager.
So they got to get Detroit to the playoffs. You terrible. I told you he's not. He ain't better than no Dak. He can't fit Dak. You got to pick a side, Larry. Either he's a bum or you think he's a playoff worthy quarterback. You got to pick a side.
I say he's okay.
In the last two years of Huddle Sports Nation, do not say that. I'm with Deuce on that one. Jared Goff is a bum. His mama's a bum.
I'm get away with that. I've been on the air for 2 months, and all I heard is he's a bum.
His grandfather rooted for Brooklyn Dodgers, and they were called a bum.
I mean, he ain't the greatest. He
He's a great manager.
Pennsylvania and around the country. And she's dealing with a lot of people tomorrow. We're going to have
the major majority whip, both from Pennsylvania and Delaware, as well as the governor of the Pardons Board of the state of Pennsylvania tomorrow night right here on these O&E stations. I want to thank everybody who joined us tonight. And, of course, well, what can I say? That Dame Miller has advertised to O&E, which is on the WWE Ghostland Plus Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Ghostly Prime Time on that, Damon.com. We're in Ghostly Time both on Twitter and Instagram. OLW and Ghostly at Twitter and Google Plus. OLW and Malay and Ghostly at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Thirsty Talent and Motivated Online Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? OLW.LayDaddyGhostsWithMine@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's fan, producer, OLW and Malay and Ghostly, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on our Sports Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Man, I'll say it Sunday night. This is the most outstanding, intelligent, goofy-ass show of all the sports things I've ever seen in my life. Hold on, I'm close. I can't take it no more. This is the book.
Yeah, it's been a very eccentric show tonight. Like I said, they didn't put Tom Brady at home in the playoffs in Tampa Bay for a reason. He ain't there to lose. So, that's just one to grow on. And I'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.